On Friday, we'll get the always anticipated monthly employment report out of the U.S., but this time round, things could get even more exciting given where things stand heading in. Where is that exactly? Well, heading in, the expectation is that the Fed will go ahead and cut rates three times in 2024. The market has been leaning on this expectation and has served as a lot of the fuel that has propelled U.S. equities to fresh record highs in 2024. And yet, heading into the Friday jobs report, all signs have been suggesting the Fed may be forced to reconsider its outlook for three rate cuts this year. That is to say, economic data has been relatively upbeat and possibly no longer justifying such an investor-friendly monetary policy stance. If this is confirmed, investors will surely be disappointed, which could then weigh on sentiment and open a significant pullback in U.S. equities. If confirmed, this would also force yield differentials back in the U.S. dollar's favor and open a fresh wave of upside in the U.S. dollar. And so how things play out tomorrow could be a determining factor in the Fed's decision-making process and could therefore shake up financial markets. For things to change, we believe the data will need to not only show a strong headline reading, but also a jump above expectation in the hourly earnings component. If we get a higher NFP print and an above forecast hourly earnings reading, we believe this could be enough to tilt the scale, opening a wave of risk off flow in dollar demand. If, on the other hand, we get any other kind of mix, investors will likely interpret the data as enough to keep the Fed focused on its three rate cut outlook, which will be supportive of risk assets and currencies against the U.S. dollar. Let's see how it plays out. That's all for now.